We are up to Parak Yud and Hilchos Machal Asuras. As I mentioned yesterday, we're going to be leaving the area of animals and the various prohibitions of eating animals and basar b'chalav and things of that nature, and move more into things like produce. Now, in Parak Yud, the Rambam is going to focus on Chadash, Kilay Karam, Tevel, and Orla, which will offer explanations for all these. What's also interesting about Parak Yud is that the Rambam can only dip his toes in the water. And he's going to mention over and over again, he's going to introduce why these things are forbidden to eat, but he can't really get into any of the particulars, so to speak, because it's going to be taking care of all this later on in Zrayim. Consider this a preview for those areas. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Kol Yisurim Shemarnu Hein B'minei Nefesh Chayas. All the Yisurim that we've discussed up to this point are referring to animals. Okay, B'yesh Yisurim Achayim Shel Torah. There are other Yisuri Daraisa B'zera Ha'aretz. That have to do with things that grow from the ground. Behena Chadash, Kilay Karem, Tevel, and Orla. Okay, so the Rambam is going to explain what all these things are. Halacha Beis, HaChadash, Ketzad. So what is Chadash? Kol Echad Mechamisha Minei Tzvua Bilvad. Okay, anything from the five species of grains. Asur Le'echol Mechadash Shalo, Kodim Shrika Ba'omer, Petezah Minisan. You cannot eat any of the new produce prior to the bringing of the Korban Omer on the 16th of Nisan. It's going to be important to remember these terms. There's bread, lechem, okay? Kali are roasted kernels, and karmel is fresh, meaning non-roasted kernels. Lo soklu. V'chol ochel v'zayis chadash kodem akrabas omer, lo kamina Torah, v'chol makom, v'chol zman, beim ba'aretz, beim chutz la'aretz, beim if they abayis, beim shalof they abayis. So, the lacha is, if you eat a kazayis of chadash before the omer is brought, you get makos b'daraisa. It doesn't matter if you're in Israel, outside of Israel, or whether the base of Mikdash is around or not. Ela shebizman sheish Mikdash, but the difference is like this. When the base of Mikdash was around, Mishyirka v'omer hutar chadash mishalayim, when the base of Mikdash was around, when the Korban Omer was brought, then chadash was mutar in Yerushalayim to eat. V'amakomos or achokin mutarn achar chatzos, but the places outside of Yerushalayim, okay, you'd only be allowed to eat after chatzos. Ain't based in misasim bo ad after chatzos, because basically can't basically get their act together until after chatzos. It was man shein based in mikdash, okay. But when the temple's not around, kol hayom kula asa min haTorah. The entire day of Tezayin, it is prohibited to consume chadash. It was man azeh, but today bimkomush osin shnei yamim tovim for the places that hold of 2 days of yomtov. Hachadash aser kol yom yudzayin v'nisan ad le'erev medivrei sofer. So chadash is asa midrabanan until the end of the 17th of Nisan, midraban. Okay, halacha gimel haochel lechem vekali vecharmel kizayis mikol echav echad. Now, anyone who eats, let's say, a kizayis of bread and a kizayis of roasted and a kizayis of non-roasted separately, okay, lokes shalosh malkios, you get actually three separate onshim of malkos. Shenem mar vlechem vekali vecharmel lo sochlu mepiyashmu lamdu sheshloshdan bilavin chalukin zemizem. So Torah Shabbat Peh learns out that each one's a separate Isser. That's why you would get Malkus times three. Okay, Lacha Dalad. Kol Tzvua Shehishrisha Kodem Akrabas Omer. Any grain that and it literally takes root prior to the bringing of the Korban Omer, Afapi Shelo Nigmara Ela Acha Shekarav, even if it's not completed until after the Hakrab of the Omer, Mutaris Ba'achila Mishakarav Omer. It is permitted to eat with the Hakrabas Omer. Utzvua Shehishrisha Acha Shekarav Omer. Anything that takes root after you bring the Omer, Afapi Shahisa Zrua Kodem, Shakarav Omer, even though it was planted prior to Akrabas Omer, Hare Zu Asura, it is prohibited, Achu Krav Omer, until the Omer is brought, Shel Shana Haba, of the following year. And this applies everywhere in the world, what it called, and it's a Daraisa. Okay, Lachahe, Tvua Shehishrisha Achar Omer. Anytime, now this is going to be a questionable, like sort of a Safek case. Let's say you have grain that takes root, achar omer, after the omer is brought, the katsra, okay, and then you harvest it, the zara minachitim akarka, and then you took the wheat kernels themselves, okay, and then planted it in the ground. That vakarava omer, haba, okay, and then afterwards the omer is brought the following year, that dainachitim akarka, and those pieces of grain are still in the ground. Hare elu safek imitiran omer kilu hayu menachem mekad. So it's a safek. Do we say that the omer matirs them? It's as if they were stored in a pitcher, Do we say those kernels of grain that were in the ground are not mutter because as if they're part of the ground? Therefore, im laka mehem, therefore, let's say you went ahead and took them, okay, harvested them, so to speak, and you ate them, in a loka, you would not be over the, you would not get deraisa makas, makas o makas martyrs, but you would get derabana of makas. V'chein shibolas shevia shlish milifnei omer. So too, let's say you have a stalk of grain that let's say grew about a third of its growth prior to the hakravas omer, the akra, and then you uprooted it. Ushatala achar shakara v'omer, and then basically you replanted that into the ground after the omer is brought. Though sifa, right, and then it grew. Harishu suffek, it's a suffek im tiasura. Should this be asur mibnei tosefes ach yava omer aba? Because of the additional knot that grew, is it usur until you bring the next korban omer? Oloti asura, we say it's not usur shirei here ishrisha kodam omer, because we'll say it took root prior to hakravas omer. That's chadash, which we'll see some more later. Kilai karam malach avav, as we all know, or is known as kilayim. See kilai karam ketzad. Okay, so how? What's the isur of kilai karam? Min mimine tzvua. Okay, so anytime you take any type of grain, omine yirakos, or any type of vegetable. And shenizru, you grow it together im hagefen with a vine. Bein shazor Yisrael, bein shazor nachri, doesn't matter for Jew or non-Jew. Bein shalu, meaning obviously when you consume it. Bein shalu meilean, bein shenata gef mesoch yerek. Bein shenata gef mesoch yerek. It doesn't matter whether they grew on their own or you actually planted one with the other. Shneim asurin, both those things are usur beachila uvehana, also usur and hana to get benefit from it. Shneimar pentik dash hamlia. Hazera asher tizra uswas akaren. Klomar pen tisrachek vites orshnim. Meaning, basically, keep them apart, and if they do come together, they are both prohibited. Okay, Allah Zayin. Ve'ochel kizayis mikalay akaren. If anyone who eats a kizayis of kilayim, bein min ayarek, bein min avim, doesn't matter if it's from the vegetable one or the grape. Lokem min haTorah, you get makos ushteim mitzarfin zem zeh. And you can actually take half of one of the yarek and half of the vine, or the grape, combine it together to form your kezayis. Okay, lachachas. Medvar morim. Shenizru b'Eretz Yisrael. So this is unique in that, unlike chadash, this only takes place midaraisa when this planting happens in Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'chutzar, it's after the Eretz Yisrael. Kilayim karim b'derbe sofrim. So kilayim is derabana. Uvehilchos kilayim, okay, yizbar, and in the halachas of kilayim, which Rambam is going to write later, he's going to explain ezim in aser bekilay karam, ezim in edo aser, veheich yeser, matay yeser, veze dar mekadesh, veze edo mekadesh. Basically, all the halachas you ever want to know about kilayim, the Rambam's going to do in Hilchos Kilayim. He just wants to make sure you know that there's an iser deraisa to consume kilayim. Halachatas orla. Orla ketzad, how does orla work? Kol noteya ilan, anyone who plants a tree, machal, fruit-bearing tree, kol perush, osa osan ilan shaloshanim, right? Any fruit that basically produces fruit after 3 years, mishanata, right, from planting it. Harehen asurim b'achila b'na. Those fruits are asur to eat or benefit from. Chenemar shaloshanim yelachem arilim lo ye'achel. V'chol ocham hem kezayis lo kaminatara. Anyone who consumes the kezayis of orla, of any of these fruits that are within the 3 years of the plant's growth, gets malchus. Okay, again, alacha yud, b'med v'ra amurim, Benotei Eretz Yisrael. This is when it's planted in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar kisavo al aretz. Aval iser orla b'chutz la'aretz. This is interesting. Okay, if the iser orla outside of Eretz Yisrael, halacha l'moshe misinai, is an axiom. Okay, shevadai ha'orla b'chutz la'aretz asura. Right, because we know that for sure, orla that's done in chutz la'aretz is asur usveka mutter. However, what we say is that if it's a case of suffik, it's mutter. And of course, again, the Rambam's giving us a drop in the bucket. And Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, the Rambam will go into much more detail about how a lot of these halachas of Orla work. Okay? One more point, a couple more points about Kilayim and Orla, Lachid Aleph, Suffolk Orla, but Kilayim Karen, Eretz Yisrael, Asr. Okay, when you have a situation of Suffolk Orla or Suffolk Kilayim and Eretz Yisrael, it's Asr. Bisuria, okay, Vihi Artso Shekabash David. We'll get to a lot of these later on, not in this section, but in Syria and other areas that David HaMelech conquered, okay, it's mutter. Because those areas are considered to have basically the rabbanan status of Eretz Yisrael. Ketzah. Haya karen v'orla v'anavim nimkaras chutzalo. Okay. Let's say there's a vineyard and there's orla in it and there are grapes that are being sold outside that field, that karen. Haya yerek zarua besocha. Let's say there was a vegetable that grew within it. V'yerek nimkar chutzalo, and a vegetable sold outside of it. Shema menuhu ze shema me'acher. Maybe it came from, maybe the let's say for instance, the vegetables, maybe it came from this asur kilai, maybe not. V'suria mutar, okay, in Syria this would be okay, or any land that was conquered would be okay. V'chutzlar, it's afilu ra anavim yotzus mikarim ola. And then outside of Eretz Yisrael, if I saw the grapes coming from an actual vineyard that is subject to Orla, or Yerek, Yotza min hakarem, lokeachman, I would be allowed to take it. Meaning, if it came from suspicious origins, it'd be mutter to take. Behu shelo yira oso botza min Orla, or loke derek miyado. As long as you don't actually see the Orla being taken, so to speak, and harvested, or the vegetables being harvested from the kelai. As long as you don't see, in other words, the direct causal chain from harvest to marketplace, so to speak, it's fine. Okay, halacha yud-beis, karem shu safek orlo, safek kilayim b'Eretz Yisrael. However, a vineyard that there's a safek orlo or safek kilayim attached to it in Eretz Yisrael, aser, v'suria mutter, and of course, vein sarach lor, v'chutz lorets, and of course, outside of Eretz Yisrael and Surya, it would be 100% mutter. Halacha yud-gimel, chavis yayin, okay, let's say you come across a barrel of wine, hanibseis tmuna b'pardei shel orla. Let's say you found a bottle of wine hidden away in a garden or orchard filled with orla. Asur b'shasiya, you can't drink from it. Umuteris b'hana, but I could benefit from it. Why? She'en a gun of gonei v'malkom v'tomen bo. Because a guy who would steal grapes from that kerem wouldn't then go ahead and hide what he stole there. Ava anavim hanimsam tzmunim sham. Okay, but let's say grapes that are, not the wine, but grapes that are hidden there. Asurim, why? Shema misham nilkatu v'tznan sham. Because maybe they were harvested and they're being stored in that vineyard. So that would be asur. Alakhi Talan. Nachir b'Yisrael, shayu shutvim minitia. Let's say a non-Jew and a Jew are partners, or they co-own plantings in an orchard. Im hisnu mitchilas ha-shutvus, if they made a tanai, a condition at the beginning of their partnership, shia nachri ochal shnei orla, v'Yisrael ochal shaloshanim, mishnei heter, k'neged shnei orla, hareza mutter. So basically, what's the deal? The non-Jew would benefit from the fruits during the Orla period, and the Jew would have them afterwards. That would be mutter. V'mlo histe metchila, aser. But if they didn't make that tanai, then it would be aser, v'vach lo yavo l'chashman. As long as they, what do you call it, they can't make some sort of like calculation about this. What does that mean? Ketza. What's the chashman here? K'gon sheyachshov kama peres achal nachri b'shnei Orla. Because what will happen is that he'll work out exactly the amount the non-Jew will have during the Orla years. Right, until the Jew would come along and benefit from that exact amount. Meaning basically he's trying to loop around the system. If he makes it tonight to loop out of the system, because what's he doing? What he's basically doing is he's exchanging his fruits for the orla fruits. So that workaround would not work. Okay, now we're going to touch on what's called neta revoi, which is something to do with Orla, which is the fourth year. The Rambam says in Lachat Esvav, we'll explain what that is. Yirali she'ein din neta revai noeg b'chutz aretz, right? He says that the lachas that apply to the fourth year of Orla fruits do not apply in chutz aretz. Ela ochal peira shan revias lo pidyon klal, shelo omru ela ha'orla, right? So you're allowed to eat from the fruits once the fourth year hits without doing any sort of redemption of the fruits, which we'll see in a second. The kal v'chomer hadvarim, right? And not only that, even more so, just like in lands that were conquered, there's a chiyav midurabanon of Meiser and Shemitah, but you see the not chayev in fourth year orla fruits to redeem them, outside of there, for sure, the fourth year of orla fruits should not apply in chutz la'aretz. About Eretz Yisrael, however, within Eretz Yisrael, Noikba, Baim Bifnei Abayis, Baim Shalof Nei Abayis. They apply whether or not the base of Mikdash is around. Now, the Horu Mixas Gaonim, some Gaonim wanted to maintain, Shekarim Revoy Levado, some wanted to maintain that only by the vineyard, right, grapes of the fourth year, Podin Oso B'chutz La'aretz. There's still a requirement to go ahead and redeem them outside of Eretz Yisrael, Bakrachi and Mutter Brachila, and then they'd be Mutter to eat. Of course, the Rambam rejects this and says, there's no basis for such a halacha. Okay, parat zayin. Now the Rambam kind of goes back and explains what netarava is. Peros Shana Revius Kula Aser Lechom Hem Eretz Yisrael Ad Shivdu. So this would have been easier, so to speak, before Halacha Tesva, but fruits from the fourth year of a tree, meaning the tree was planted, 3 years have gone by, now these are fruits from the fourth year, all them are Aser to eat within Eretz Yisrael until you redeem them. And the Rambam will explain in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni all the particular lachas that apply to pidyon and all the other things about what it called netar avay. But he's not quite done. Halacha Yud Zayin, Ketzad, Podin Peros netar avay b'zman hazeh. What about today? How would you redeem these peros today? Acher she'osef osam avarech. After you collect the fruits and make the following bracha. Afterwards, you can you redeem them even for the exchanging for one pruta. Bomer, and you say, Hare Elu Pidunyun Bepruta Zu, you're saying I'm redeeming them with this very small amount of money. Umashlich osa pruta yamelach, and you throw the pruta into the yamelach, or O Michalan al Shove Pruta, mi Peres Acheros, or what you could do is you can, in a sense, transfer over the Kedusha from the Peres Netar Revai through the Pruta to other fruits. Omer Hare Kola Peres Elu Mechulan Achitam Elu. You say that all these fruits basically are acquiring the Kedusha from that. O Al Shiur Sorim Elu, Kiyotzimahen, and then the Sorifasan. Then you have to burn that produce. Kedeshul Yet Kol Acherim. So it's not an obstacle for other people. The Ochel Kola Peres. And you can eat all the fruits of Netar Revai. Okay, that's how you pota them today. Okay, lachir ches horu mixas agonim. Once again, some of the gonim paskin she'afal pi shepada peros shana revius ochalon. Even if a person went ahead and redeemed the peros or got rid of their kedusha, so to speak, asur lo achlon ad shetikane shana chamishes. It still will be prohibited to eat them until the fifth year. The darvasei emlekar. The Rambam says this is ridiculous. The year ali, right? And the Rambam goes further and says it appears to him. Shigas hara, okay, this is a mistake in Psak, that Tom, Lefisha Kasu Vashana Chamisha is Tokles per Yo. Why they come up with this? Because even though it says in the Torah, in the fifth year you'll eat their peros, Benina Kasav Elab Shebashana Chamisha is Toklu per Yo below Pidjon, Kolchul and Shabolom, Benroy Lachosh hara zu. The reason why it said the fifth year is that you treat it like the regular non Kedusha fruit in the world, okay? You would treat it normally, meaning that in the fifth year, you'll only eat the fruit without redeeming it if you didn't redeem it. That doesn't mean that if I redeemed it, I would have to wait until the fifth year. The Rambam says, don't pay any attention to this psak. Okay, the other one we haven't discussed yet is tevel. Okay, alach yates. A tevel ketza. What's tevel? Kol ochol shehu chayav hafsh ben truma maisros. Any food or produce that it must separate truma and maiser from, kodem shiafresh vimena. Before I've done that hafrasha, that separation, nikra tevel. The status of that produce is tevel. Vasu lechol menu, I can't eat tevel. Shenemar b'lo yichalu es kasha ben Yisrael. Eis asherim u'lashem. Klamar. Lo yinahogu behen mina chulin. I can't treat them in a regular way. V'adayin kachim, when they're still sanctified. She'asidim lehisram lo haroma. Right? Because basically, in the future, they will be, and they haven't been separated yet. V'ochok azayis mina tevel. Kodim she'afish mina truma gedolo truma meiser. Anyone who eats a kazayas a tevel prior to separating out what's called truma gedola, which we'll get to what that is later on, or trumas meiser, chayav misa bidei shamayim. That person's worthy of being killed, not normal capital punishment, but by God. Shenemar v'lichalus kachem ben Yisrael, v'siyo sam avon ashma. So this halacha is taken very, very, very seriously. Halacha chaf, aval ha'ochal midavar shenitlem mena truma gedola trumas meiser, v'dayin lo hifresh menu meisros, but if you ate from fruit, from produce where you mafresh truma gedola and trumas meiser, but you haven't taken out the other meisers yet, which we'll get to those, v'afilo nishabo ela meiser ani, even if all that's left is meiser ani, but I still ate from it before me mafresh that, harezo loka, I would still get makos u'shum ochal tevel, because that's still considered tevel. However, beinbo misa, but I wouldn't get misa b'dei shemayim, shein avon misa, because the punishment of misa b'dei shemayim, ela b'truma gedola trumas meiser, only happens if I eat tevel prior to me mafresh trumas gedola trumas meiser. Okay, and we'll explain all those later on. Nilchos trumas. A halacha of aleph azara leochal tevel shelo hermu mimeno meisros biklal shnemar lo sucha leechal b'shrecha masar deganacha. So there's the Torah openly warned you not to eat tevel which you didn't separate all the maestros from, because it says what it says in the Torah. Well, Bihilchos Trumos and Maestros, Yizvar, Eze Dover Chai Betrum, Maestros, Eze Dover Potter, Eze Dover Hu Chai Betor, Eze Hu Chai Betor, Sofrim, Belchel Gazayas Tibetavel Shri Divram, excuse me, one second, sorry. So the Ram is going to explain Hilchos Trumos and Maestros, all the various halachas that have to do with Trumos and Maestros. Belchel Gazayas Mitavel Shri Divram will be Kalai Kurim, but Orla Shachos Lorats, Makinus and Marcus Barners. Anyone who eats the Gazayas of Tevel Midurabanan, or from Kalai Kurim Midurabanan, or Orla and Chutz Lorats, gets rabbinical Makus. Okay, Alacha Chav Beis, Hatevel V'Chadash V'Hekdesh. Okay, so a Tevel Chadash Hekdesh Usviche Shvius. Svichin are different types of rabbinical Yisurim by Shmita, by Kilayim, by Orla. Mashkin Hayotzim and Parasans. All these things that are Usur, that any juice that comes from them, Asurim Kamosam. The juices that come from any of these things that are usher to consume, the juices are also usher as well. However, bein lokin alayim, but I won't get makas for them. Except for chutz mi yayin, v'shemen shor orla, except for wine and shemen from orla trees, the yayin shel kilayim, or wine that comes from kilayim, shel lokin alayim, you would get makas for them, kederek shel lokin al zesim al nam shalen. Just like, no different than you get makas for the olives and the grapes themselves, so too for the olive oil and the wine. Halacha gimel, there are other isurin that are attached to Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, things that have the status of Hekdesh, okay? And these are all Isur D'Oraisa. Kagon, isurin sheish b'achila trumos, ubikurim, v'chalo, ma'aser sheni, lots of other isurin like truma, eating truma, and bikurim, etc. The isurin sheish b'kachim mizbeach, there's also things you're not allowed to eat that have to do with the kachim of the mizbeach. Kagon, pigol, v'nosar, v'tameh, Nosar's example, a korban whose the expiration date of achilah is past. The chol echem henis bar b'mkomo. All these things will be explained. What the Rambam is basically saying is that there's a ton more things that are usher to eat that he could have included in the ma'achol sasuros, but he's not. He'll wait so much later on to discuss these. And finally, lach chavdalid, an important rule of thumb: the shear kol achilah mehen kizayis, the shear of all these things consumed, the shear of the measurement of consumption to be over the iser is a kizayis. Bein the malchus, bein the kares, whether you get malchus or kares, ugvar bionur iser chametz of Pesach, medina bilchos chametz of matzah. We already explained the iser of chametz in ilchos chametz of matzah. Aval iser achila b'yom kippurim, iser min b'fein atzma. But eating on Yom Kippur is its own separate iser. It wasn't derived from these. V'chein iser yotzei b'gefen al nazar in shava b'kol. So too, the iser for a nazar to consume wine is separate. That's why he'll explain the Isurim that relate to these various things in their separate Mekomos, because even though the Isur would be a Kesayis, that derived from this system itself. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll start Perek Yud Aleph tomorrow.